an important topic we want to raise this morning.
Probably the one most important topic since COVID began.
Mm-hmm. We're all aware of what a Karen is, aren't we?
Mm.
A Karen is an entitled, unreasonable, obnoxious, well, they say white woman. I'm sure it could be a woman of any colour, background, creed, who use their privilege to demand their own way.
Pain in the butt.
Pain in the butt.
Whinging pain in the butt.
Karen took off really through COVID last year when we saw lots of Karens demanding to be allowed to shop unmasked.
And we feel sorry for the nice Karens because they've had to wear it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But today we thought we'd delve further into this phenomenon and discover what is the male equivalent of a Karen.
Mm. Interestingly enough, it's very hard because you find guys don't do what the Karens do.
Yes, they do.
No, no, they don't.
There are some guys that do.
No, they just whinge. It's different. It's different whinging.
Mm.
They deny.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
They deny.
Ah, bloody COVID. Nah, it's rubbish. They're more that kind of thing.
Funny you say that. Because of all these Reddit, there are two names that came up.
Yep.
A Kevin and a Steve.
Ah, it's rubbish. It's absolutely
and you've
rubbish.
Been saying that all along.
It's garbage. In 10 years' time, you'll all look back and go, oh, bloody hell, yet again, Steve was right.
But let's take Steve.
While you're all getting your vaccines.
Let's take Steve out of the equation.
Oh, come on.
No. We want to find a male.
Karen and Steve would be perfect, wouldn't it? We're married for 20 years. We're sitting at home in Mayfield. Ah, bullshit. That's rubbish.
No, we want to find what you believe the male equivalent of a Karen is. So, and you have to give us the name and why too. So I'd like your description. So you think it's a denier?
I think so. I think the women whinge, oh, I can't go shopping, I can't do those Karens, right?
Yeah.
Whereas I think the bloke is more like, oh, it's rubbish, you're overreacting, don't be stupid.
Right.
That's my guess. Yeah. I don't imagine a guy going, oh, can't go shopping, I can't. Yeah.
Well, the Karen was, they're entitled, so they want their own way.
Yeah.
And they use their privilege to be obnoxious.
Yeah.
So what do you think the male equivalent is?
What do you think, Jackie?
Okay, I believe it's a Darren.
A Darren?
The reason for it is Christmas party out at the Lucky, called a cab, went up to say, is this my cab? This guy abused me and went, you're nothing but a Karen? And I went, haha, you must be a Darren.
And was he?
I don't know, but
you just want something that rhymes, don't you?
Yeah.
It was the first thing that came out of my mouth. Like, yeah, I'll take that. I'll be Karen, but you're Darren.
Let's be honest. Nice. So you're going to invite Karen and Darren to your barbecue tea?
Funny, isn't it? So I love the fact that your equivalent does do the rhyming thing, Jackie. Because I wondered whether people would go the first letter, like maybe a Karen and a Ken, a Karen and a Kyle. You know, is Kyle the one that's the equivalent?
Karen and Gary.
Karen.
What do
Karen
you reckon?
And Gary.
Gary's a good one.
Do you like that one, Rod?
I like Gary.
Gary.
Yep.
Karen and Gary to me.
Yep.
That's a surefire.
But Jackie's gone the Darren. Karen and Darren. All
133353 is the phone number.
Thanks,
if you'd like
Jack.
To add. Yeah. We'll continue with more of your calls shortly.
I reckon, don't you think?
I was going to go.
Who are you going to go?
I was going to go for a Kevin.
Were you?
Yeah.
Kev.
Karen and Kev.
I reckon Kev's chilled. Kev's chilled. Kev's like, whatever, as long as I can get a bit of takeaway, stay at home.
It depends on who's irked you. Like Jackie, so she's come across someone, she's gone the rhyming.
Mm.
But if you've had an experience, that will be your equivalent. You know what I mean?
Or if you've got a mate that constantly whinges or says, what's
100%.
This, rubbish? 100%. Good point.
Yes.
Yeah. You haven't thrown one. Oh, no, that's you did too.
Kevin.
Steve.